Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1615, Nutrition for Fighting Fatigue by Nadia Mazzari with idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And on Wednesdays, a little bit of inspiration. So every Wednesday, I like to give you a little bit of inspiration since, for many of us, Wednesday represents the middle of the work week, and we might just be pushing through trying to get to the weekend. So with that, here's a little bit of inspiration. Quote, "If you are feeling sorry for yourself, you are building a wall which shuts you out from the things you desire." Edward E. Hale. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. Nutrition for Fighting Fatigue by Nadia Mazzari with idealnutrition.com.au. Fatigue is a common ailment that most of us will experience at some point in our lives. In fact, it's been reported that each year, approximately 1.5 million Australians present to their doctors with fatigue. This isn't surprising considering how busy, high stress, and emotionally demanding many of our lifestyles have become. Fatigue generally describes a feeling of unrelenting tiredness, lethargy, and/or a lack of motivation that lasts for several weeks. Daily, low-grade fatigue can be a symptom of an underlying issue or disease. It can be caused by a myriad of interacting physical, psychological, or medical factors such as insufficient sleep, increased stress, or catching the influenza virus. Fatigue can be remediated by addressing poor lifestyle habits or the underlying medical issue. In this article, we will explore some simple ways you can combat fatigue with your diet and eating habits. An overwhelming, sudden onset of fatigue or fatigue that persists for longer than 6 months may be a sign of a more serious medical condition, such as myalgic encephalomyelitis. But this is not the focus of this article. When you eat. Before we dive into precisely what you could eat to combat fatigue, it would be a good idea to assess your daily eating patterns. First, do you skip breakfast? An extra 30 minutes of sleep may feel like a good compromise in the early hours of the morning, but having breakfast is critical for refueling your glycogen stores and stabilizing your blood glucose levels throughout the day. In turn, this helps with maintaining steady energy levels. It might also be tempting to reach for a cup of coffee as your energy levels dip throughout the day. However, this potentially sets you up for a vicious cycle of poor sleep, fatigue, and consuming excessive caffeine. As caffeine sensitivity and sleep needs differ between individuals, it can be difficult to pinpoint exactly how much caffeine you can consume and when you should stop taking it. Nonetheless, increased caffeine consumption has been linked to reduced sleep quality. With this in mind, aim to stop consuming high caffeine foods such as energy drinks, black tea, or coffee around lunchtime. Additionally, avoid drinking alcohol when you want to stay alert, as alcohol can have sedative effects. What you eat. A quick Google search reveals countless foods that may fight fatigue. However, it's critical to understand that it isn't necessarily particular foods that help combat fatigue, but it's the nutrients they contain that benefit you. This is especially true if you're deficient in a certain nutrient. Menstruating women, for instance, are at a higher risk of iron deficiency anemia. a telltale sign of iron deficiency and associated anemia is fatigue. Foods high in iron include lean beef, oysters, dark green leafy vegetables such as spinach, and iron-fortified cereals or breads. One Australian study focusing on menstruating women found that feelings of overall vitality and energy were positively associated with serum ferritin, which is a biomarker for iron storage in the blood. This was magnified in women whose iron intake was increased via diet rather than supplementation, despite serum ferritin levels being higher in women who took supplements. This is likely due to the synergistic effects of nutrients, as absorption rarely occurs in isolation. Similarly, magnesium deficiency has also been associated with fatigue, among other symptoms such as nausea, lack of appetite, and muscle weakness, as well as a whole range of medical conditions from psychiatric disorders to metabolic disorders. This is because magnesium is needed for more than 300 biochemical reactions in our body. Although severe magnesium deficiency is rare in developed countries, suboptimal Western-style diets increase the likelihood of developing one and subsequently experiencing low-grade fatigue. However, this can be combated by consuming foods high in magnesium, such as fish, nuts, cooked soybeans, cooked spinach, and magnesium-fortified cereals. Additionally, ensuring you have an adequate intake of B vitamins through a varied diet will help you fight fatigue. Although we only need small amounts of B vitamins every day, they are present in several foods such as vegetables, nuts, legumes, fish, and lean meat. As such, it is relatively easy to meet your recommended dietary intakes for each B vitamin without supplementation. CoQ10. You may have noticed sports nutrition stores and social media fitness influencers touting CoQ10, also known as coenzyme Q10 or vitamin Q10, as the ultimate energy-boosting supplement. But does CoQ10 really live up to these claims? Let's start with what it really is, a lipid antioxidant made naturally by the body. CoQ10 is present in every cell of our body. It is essential for shuttling oxygen and hydrogen molecules through the electron transport chain of our cells' mitochondria. Mitochondria are the energy powerhouses of our cells. This ultimately affects energy production. So theoretically, a deficiency in CoQ10 will undoubtedly affect our energy levels. However, deficiencies only occur in disease states such as Parkinson's disease, cancer, and those with HIV. Even in such states, there's limited evidence to suggest that CoQ10 supplementation is therapeutic. There are currently no dietary guidelines for CoQ10 consumption. However, red meat, poultry, and fish are good sources of this antioxidant. Glycemic index. In addition to micronutrient deficiencies, the type of meal you consume may also induce fatigue. One crossover feeding randomized control trial found that when individuals were on diets characterized by a low glycemic load, they reported significantly better mood and energy levels than when they were on a high glycemic load diet. These reports were pronounced in individuals within the healthy BMI range, as opposed to those with a BMI greater than 28. This study therefore also highlighted the potential relationship BMI may have on fatigue. Low glycemic index diets typically consist of complex carbohydrates, whole fruits and vegetables, and legumes. Conversely, high glycemic index diets typically consist of refined carbohydrates and processed foods. So if you're struggling with fatigue, reduce high glycemic index carbohydrates such as white bread or rice and sugary drinks. The importance of hydration. Last but not least, adequate hydration will also help you fight fatigue. One placebo-controlled study of young women mimicked common daily dehydration to test this claim. It found that after only a 1.36% reduction in body mass due to dehydration, participants experienced lowered mood, an increased perception of task difficulty, and lowered concentration. Although this was a highly specific cohort study, we all know that adequate hydration is vital for normal bodily processes. As such, it could be this simple change that helps you get your energy levels back. Try keeping your water bottle on your desk to remind you to drink more water. If you need something a little more flavorful, you could also opt to infuse some mint, citrus fruit, strawberries, or cucumber into your water. The bottom line. Fatigue can be a subjective feeling, and as such, what works for one individual may not work for the next. This is because diet and eating patterns are only a couple of several aspects that may contribute to experiencing fatigue. However, it is worthwhile to take stock of your eating patterns, micronutrient deficiencies, and water intake. If you are otherwise healthy, eating a varied diet consisting of vegetables, fruits, nuts, legumes, dairy, fish, and quality lean meats will ensure your diet bases are covered. Combined with exercise, adequate sleep, and adequate rest, you'll be able to stave off fatigue. You just listened to the post titled Nutrition for Fighting Fatigue by Nadia Mazzari with idealnutrition.com.au. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, after hearing today's article, you may be thinking, what about sleep quality? Why wasn't that discussed? Well, remember, today's article was all about fighting fatigue through nutrition. Sleep quality is a whole other topic altogether. But when it comes to decreasing fatigue through nutrition, something that I would often tell my patients is, whenever you eat a carbohydrate-rich food, have some protein with it. Especially for those patients that tended to consume high glycemic index foods, like, say, crackers, I would encourage them to have a little bit of protein with those. So, if they're munching on some crackers, I would say, have some nut butter with it. Snacking on some tortilla chips, have some black bean dip with it. If they were eating, let's say, a more nutritious but still high glycemic snack, like fruit, I would still encourage them to have a bit of protein with it. Say they were eating strawberries. Have a dollop of Greek yogurt with those strawberries. By doing this, you're helping to delay the absorption of those carbohydrates, which will provide longer lasting energy. All right, that does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.